When you live in a city that offers all your basic needs and plenty of entertainment, it can be easy to spend all your time in that one place. But chances are there are a few smaller communities, neighboring cities that could enrich your life with a few regular visits. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Where do you live and do you visit neighboring cities or small towns? Do you get outside of your immediate area to check out what's going on? The restaurants maybe, the park, whatever is in that local community. What have you found off of the beaten path in your part of the state? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mike Paulus is a writer and online editor at Volume 1 magazine in Eau Claire, where he wrote about our tendency to stick with what we know. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, what got you started down this mental path, Mike?
Well, I grew up here in Eau Claire, and I also went to college here. So I guess I could consider myself kind of a college kid towny hybrid. So that would expose me to a lot of stuff, especially with people from outside the community. And I would get kind of sick of my fellow students putting down Eau Claire and saying, you know, I can't wait to get out of here. It's just kind of a stereotypical thing to say, like, as soon as graduation comes, I'm out of here. And I got kind of defensive about that because this is my hometown. And about the best criticism I could aim against my fellow students were, well, you never leave campus. You know, apart from the grocery store or the street with all the bars on it, you never been out to see this city that you're criticizing. You know, there's a whole community around you that you're not aware of. So I felt pretty good being judgy like that, which is to say I was pretty full of myself. When I was in college and a little after college, I still had that attitude. And then I got older, and I started thinking about, you know, my own adult habits and where I spend my time, and just like those college students, I figured out that I really wasn't traveling very far outside of my comfort zone. And it's a phenomenon that I've called why the heck would I drive to Chippewa, referring to Chippewa Falls, which is just about 20 minutes away from Eau Claire. And I think that's a pretty common and crazy attitude to have, because Eau Claire is so close to places like Chippewa Falls and Menominee. You know, like I said, 20 minutes away. For me, driving across town and driving to Chippewa Falls are almost the same thing as far as the time you spend in the car. So I had to kind of rethink my thinking on that and not be quite so judgmental.
And your story, Mike, is specific to the Eau Claire area, and it's totally, I'm guessing, not at all specific to the Eau Claire area. There can be that similar debate in any city, pretty much of any size around the state, right?
Oh, I'd absolutely agree. There's just I don't even want to call it a psychological block. I would call it a psychological mountain range between, you know, the cities in the area that you live. And I don't know why that is or what makes it happen, if it's the way you were raised or if, you know, maybe me personally, maybe I'm just too lazy to get up and do that. But I do know that I'm pretty comfortable where I am, and that probably keeps me, you know, in my place.
And in answer to your question, why the heck would you go to Chippewa, meaning Chippewa Falls, you've come up with reasons. There are perfectly great reasons to head over there, right?
Yeah, there's Chippewa Falls and Menominee and even the much smaller surrounding communities. There's reasons to visit all of them if you just take the time to do that. It's really the unknown and not knowing and feeling kind of uncomfortable and like you don't have your bearings that kind of closes you off from all those experiences you could be having in the community surrounding you.
You know, I think when I go to visit people in bigger cities around the country, like New York or whatever, the only time they might go to that museum or something, you know, a little further away from their neck of the woods is when somebody comes in from outside the city. Once you live in a place, maybe you take those opportunities. If you just got up and went a little distance, you'd start to take them for granted.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, too. I know I have family that grew up in the suburbs around the Twin Cities, and I just blindly assumed that, oh, they must have been in the cities all the time, going to the museums and the sports games and the big concerts and stuff, but I found out that's not the case. And the same thing happens there, too, that those experiences are kind of taken for granted and just kind of left there.
Talking to Mike Paulus from Volume 1 magazine in Eau Claire, he says, okay, you've got the place you live, you like it, you've got your maybe routine, the places you like to go. Now pick that community nearby, realize it's not such a big hurdle to get over there and check it out. You can call in at 800-642-1234 if you feel like you're in the same boat as Mike and you don't get out and see that stuff nearby, or if you do that sort of thing. Let us know what kind of treasures you found, maybe the next town over from where you are. So, Mike, have you found a prescription for yourself? Have you gotten motivated to say, okay, I'm going to leave the city boundaries and check out something cool?
Yeah, I think I have on occasion, for sure. It's really interesting because with my job, I work at a magazine that deals with cultural happenings and events, and so I'm very much aware of what's going on in these other towns, but even that was not enough to get me to go over there. So knowing what's going on is only part of the battle, but I think you should definitely try to figure out what is going on. And I think, you know, if you find yourself in one of those towns, like if you're running an errand or something, because I know that happens, as long as you're there, take some time to just explore a little bit. I winded up in Chippewa Falls a couple summers ago because I was looking for a part for my dryer. And the little shop in downtown Chippewa Falls was the only place that had that part. And while I was there with the kids, I thought, well, let's do something while we're here. And we went to a park and an ice cream shop, and the kids had a blast. And I was probably the better for it. And I got my part for the dryer, too.
Oh, good. And the dryer's working?
It didn't, no.
Oh, sorry. But you mentioned the kids. And I definitely find that, you know, having kids, especially when they were younger, was a great motivator for going out and finding something new, just to, you know, because you're constantly looking for ways to entertain them. Has that helped motivate you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Introducing to, you know, your kids to the things that you love and the things that you wish you had been exposed to is a great motivator to get out of the house. I was kind of hesitant to bring that up too much because I know a lot of people don't have kids, you know. So, like, what do those people do? But absolutely, yeah, the kids get you going. There's a lot of kids events, and there's just a lot of always on, everyday things in these other towns that you should go explore.
Now, with the older kids, the college students you started off with, I mean, has anything changed since you were in school, or do you keep seeing the new batch of Eau Claire College students coming in and going to the same haunts and hangouts and not really straying away from that?
Well, I think there's definitely a set of kids that, I shouldn't say kids, you know, young adults, mm-hmm. that definitely just kind of stick to their routines. And I know college can be a overwhelming time, so sometimes you need that routine. So there are definitely the same kind of set of students who are staying in the same spots. But I will add that I think liking the town you're in and loving things that are local has become a lot cooler than it was when I was in school. And so I think there is a source of pride if you can be the one who knows what's going on in the place you're living and in your community. And I think that you almost get bragging rights for knowing what's going on. So I am seeing that a lot more of that than when I was in school.
And I think technology could maybe change this, because I've definitely been in the position. I'm in a town for whatever reason, not a dryer part, but something. And then I can, like, scroll around on the map and say, oh, there's a restaurant that sounds cool, or, oh, hey, there's green space, there's some kind of park there. Let's check it out. Has that helped your navigation of your region?
Oh, yeah, big time. I'm not very good with directions, which my wife will tell you. So I have a lot more confidence going to a place I've never been now that I've got, you know, my phone and my maps on it. And I think you can use those resources to kind of invent ways to explore the area. You can kind of design a little which isn't like something you necessarily do in one day, but you could spread it out over time and try to visit all the, you know, local breweries in your area, or coffee shops, or you could get a little more fancy and do some research and try to visit all the haunted locations and all the places that you're going. So that's kind of fun by itself. But as you start ticking off those places and have a reason to go there, the side effect is that you're demystifying them, so which makes you more likely to visit them again because they're not so unknown to you.
Talking to Mike Paulus, writer and online editor at Volume 1 Magazine in Eau Claire. He wrote a piece there encouraging us to try harder to visit communities, towns, places near to where we live. Get outside of our neighborhood, our city limits, and check out the cool stuff around us. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this something that you do? Are you a tourist in your own part of the state? Do you get outside of the town and check out cool stuff? What have you discovered? A hidden gem that was maybe only a 5-15 minute ride, whatever. A natural area, a cool restaurant or business or landscape, you name it. Or is this something you have a hard time doing, you always mean to, but you haven't done it yet? Call in for some inspiration. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. You can also leave a comment on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Right now, we're picking up our conversation about exploring towns and spaces just outside of where we live. Mike Paulus is with us, writer and online editor for Volume 1 magazine in Eau Claire. He says, you know, maybe you get caught up in that rut. You know what's right there? Check out that the next town over, or the next county over, and find the cool stuff there. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this something that you do or have a hard time doing, wish you did more? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go right to our callers. Judy is with us in Ripon. Judy, hi.
Hi. We found that our son, when he was little, was in hockey, and so that took us to a lot of different small towns in Wisconsin that had rinks that did small tournaments and so forth. And when we did that, we were able to find small towns that we would not have traveled to otherwise. And then you make a point of really going and seeing those small businesses in those areas. And it's a really great way, too, for kids to see that the kids from the other towns aren't, you know, just their adversaries on the ice, but that they're really cool kids, too. So it was a really neat way for us to see other small towns in Wisconsin.
And, Judy, did that set you on a habit even after the hockey days or when hockey wasn't in season, you'd maybe take a trip, or was it just during the season?
No, we did. We said, oh, we've been there before. Let's go there again because we'd find a restaurant that we liked or things like that. And so we did. We visited those towns on more than one occasion.
Thanks so much for sharing that, Judy. And as a sports parent myself, Mike, I've done a lot of that. Again, I mean, again, not everybody has kids to drag them along to do this sort of thing, but those kids can drag us along even if we don't want to go.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. Yep.
Judy, thanks a lot for that call. And Mike, do you do like food tourism much at all? So you talked about finding restaurants. I know I've found great restaurants in towns after soccer games, for example. Is that something you seek out when you're checking out a new place?
Yeah, it is. You know, food is kind of a real universal thing. I mean, you know that there's probably going to be a place to eat, and you're probably going to be hungry at some point. So that's a great entry point to a city. My wife and I, even before we had kids, had a good time taking alternate routes to places and, you know, kind of exploring small towns and finding the local diner and seeing what it was like there, just to walk in and have a cup of coffee or a meal. And so it wasn't even just about finding a great restaurant. It was just about getting closer to the people who live in that town and seeing what they're like. So, yeah, food is a great way to get into that.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to another Judy now. Judy in Appleton. Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
I have a funny one. I live in Appleton, and up down the street from me is a business that I passed for the last 2 years until I saw it advertised on one of the local TV stations. I wondered, wonder what's in there. And so I went in. Here it is, a bakery that is all gluten-free bakery, and it was really nice in there. And I'm going, oh, anybody that doesn't that wants something gluten-free, there it is. It was called Happy Bellies. Now, I thought it was maybe a store for pregnant people or something. And here it was, a bakery with gluten-free.
And how many times, Judy, did you drive by and think, oh, I ought to check that out?
2 years.
2 years worth. Okay. Thank you. So that one's just down the street, Mike. And that's, you know, you mentioned going off the beaten path, taking the other route. And sometimes I think, I'll speak for myself, but probably a lot of people you're invested in, I'm going to a place, I'm going to get there. I'm not going to stop along the way. And every now and then I kick myself for not stopping and checking out that thing that looked kind of cool along the way.
Oh, yeah, that is one thing that my wife was very much into. And when she went to college in Eau Claire, she used to love to just walk around the city which I never did. And that translated to driving, you know, after we got married. And so when we're going somewhere, for her, it's really all about what you're seeing along the way. And that takes an attitude adjustment, for sure, because I'm always focused on getting where I got to go. And that is how you miss those places. That's how you drive by those bakeries that are only right down the street from your house.
Judy, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Elizabeth with us in Madison. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a traveling teacher, and so I have been in locations on the eastern and western side of the state, and I've seen art displays, historical displays, natural kinds of things in nature, coffee shops, chocolate shops, restaurants, museums, farm stands, and, you know, during a lunch break or even going back and investigating them, it's just been so much fun to get local flavor outside of Madison.
So, Elizabeth, it would be really easy for you, I think, probably to drive to the work site wherever you're teaching on either side of the state and then get done and drive straight back home. Do you make a point of carving out a little time to check out the local scene?
I do, either at my lunchtime or afterward, or even bringing the family back. So it's been really exciting. There's a lot out there that people don't know about, and it's fun to explore.
Elizabeth, thanks so much for sharing that. And Mike, that's kind of the key. Like, we can get in that daily rut or the work rut and carving out that little bit of time to check out the cool stuff.
Yeah, it absolutely is. One other thing that I've tried, too, is that if there's something you like doing in your city, but you're getting kind of bored of it, or maybe you haven't done it for a while because it became kind of routine in your own town, the next town over probably has something similar, so you can go do it there, which just kind of refreshes that activity for you and makes it a little bit different. But you still kind of know what you're getting into. So if you like the trail system around your town, try it in the next town, because, you know, at least you're doing something you're used to, but you're seeing new things. And so that's kind of a way to introduce yourself to another community.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Mike Paulus from Volume 1 magazine in Eau Claire. He says, hey, get outside your local community limits, outside of your neighborhood, your town. Check out what's going on. There's a lot of great stuff in Wisconsin. There's probably something great in the next city over, the small town, maybe a 15, 20-minute drive away. You can join in. Some lines have opened up at 800-642-1234. Is this something you've done? Have you found a hidden treasure, maybe just 15 minutes or so from your house? 800-642-1234. 1234 is the number. Dan is with us now. He's on I-94 headed to Michigan. Dan, hi.
How you doing, guy?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Dan?
I just left Eau Claire. I made a delivery up in Thorpe, Wisconsin, and I've never been there in my life. I didn't even know it existed. But it was so unusual to go into a small town, because I drive a truck from Newton, Wisconsin. It's right south of Manitowoc. So I'm all over the state. But the gentleman that writes this column in this magazine, he's absolutely right. If you don't get out of the redundancy of your community and explore, well, you might have to go 15, 20 miles, not even that, 10 miles. You might see something totally different that opens up your mind, opens up a door, so to speak, a window, that you can see things differently and experience things differently, you know. And there's things just around Wisconsin that are amazing, just amazing.
Dan, thank you so much. And Mike, he's on your wavelength, it sounds like. It's not just for fun. We're actually learning something. We're opening our minds to something different.
Yeah, I think it is really as much about shifting your attitude as it is discovering stuff around you. I love talking to people who moved here from larger communities and large cities, and how I love seeing their eye roll when they hear people talk about commute times and, you know, quote unquote rush hour in our city, which is basically non-existent. I just saw a comment on our Facebook page from somebody about this, saying that they grew up 20 miles north of Milwaukee, and it was nothing for them to drive like 60 minutes for dinner, not dinner and something else, just dinner. And then they got a job in Chippewa Falls, and lived in Eau Claire, and people would gasp at the 19-mile, you know, commute that they were doing. And so it's really eye-opening when you talk to somebody from outside your area and get their take on you know, your place, the place you grew up, because they might know a little bit more about it than you do with those outside eyes.
Dan, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Linda in Germantown. Linda, hi.
Hi there. I would like to recommend that you Google a website called The Park Next Door. And on their site, they have different areas like nature centers, nature preserves, parks, sculpture gardens, and even some cemeteries. And I found a place in Colgate, a sculpture garden that I had driven past the sign for a number of years, and finally on Easter Sunday we went and explored it. Totally free, and it's an outdoor, like metal artwork design area that you can walk through and take your kids or whatever. But there's, it gives you a lot of options for free things to do, and a lot of them are nature, and so that's a good site to check out.
Linda, thanks a lot. ParkNextDoor.com, I believe that is. Thanks for the call. Mike, as we start to wrap up, have you had any great outings lately, or do you have one lined up maybe for next weekend?
Next weekend, what are you doing? I do have kids, so it's...
Yeah, no, I know how that is.
There are some real hidden gems around here. I know in Menominee, we're very proud to know about what we call the Castle Park, which is, there is an absolutely massive playground in Menominee, which is a public playground, but it's part of a grade school, so I think maybe people don't think to go there. But it's huge, and it looks, it was built to look like the Mabeltainer Theater, which is a historic building in Menominee, and it's such a great park for kids. And you got to get into the city to find that. And it's got a great story behind it. It was funded by a lot of the parents in the surrounding neighborhood. And that's not on the main stretch down
there.
You got to kind of go find it. And word of mouth helps a lot, because as soon as we found that, we were telling everybody about it.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to Mike Paulus, writer and online editor at Volume 1 Magazine. You can keep sharing your local, maybe hidden treasures, your discoveries over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.